下面你将听到五段短对话，根据你所听到的内容，从所给的 A、B、C、D、E、F 六个选项中选出与你所听内容相符的图片。听完每段对话后，你将有五秒钟的时间。每段对话听一遍。
1. Dad, I want to buy this toy.
But you've already owned lots of toys. 2. Why does Jeff want to sell his bike?
Because he has had this bike for more than 10 years. 3. What book have you read recently, Daniel?
I have been reading a book called The Diary of a Young Girl. It was written by a girl named Anne.
4. I hope to keep healthy. What should I do?
Don't stay up late, go to bed early and do more exercise. 5. What were you doing at 7 o'clock p.m. last night, Mary?
I was doing my homework at home.
Two, 听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. Mom, could I go out to play basketball with my friends?
Of course you can. But you have to water the flowers first.
Mom, could I go out to play basketball with my friends?
Of course you can. But you have to water the flowers first. 7. How delicious the noodles in this restaurant are.
Yeah, let's have lunch here.
How delicious the noodles in this restaurant are.
Yeah, let's have lunch here.
8. Peter, it is my mother's birthday tomorrow. What should I do?
Why not make a special meal for your mother, Jane?
That sounds great. Peter, it is my mother's birthday tomorrow. What should I do?
Why not make a special meal for your mother, Jane?
That sounds great. 9. Mike, what time is it?
6 o'clock. What's up?
We have to go now. The concert will begin in an hour. Mike, what time is it?
6 o'clock. What's up?
We have to go now. The concert will begin in an hour. 10.Did you have a good time last Sunday, Sam?
No.
What happened?
Well, we went climbing, but it started to rain halfway, and we got wet all over. So we had to go back and stay in the hotel. It was very boring.
Did you have a good time last Sunday, Sam?
No.
What happened?
Well, we went climbing, but it started to rain halfway, and we got wet all over. So we had to go back and stay in the hotel. It was very boring.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的小题。听第一段对话。回答第11至12小题。
What's the date tomorrow? Is it April 28th?
No, it's April 29th. What's up, Tim?
I booked a train ticket to Fuzhou on April 29th.
Really?
That's true.
Why are you going there?
Because my parents work there. I miss them very much.
What do they do?
My father is a doctor and my mother is a cook.
You have a happy family.
Thank you very much. What's the date tomorrow? Is it April 28th?
No, it's April 29th.What's up, Tim?
I booked a train ticket to Fuzhou on April 29th.
Really?
That's true.
Why are you going there?
Because my parents work there. I miss them very much.
What do they do?
My father is a doctor and my mother is a cook.
You have a happy family.
Thank you very much.
听第二段对话，回答第十三至十五小题。
Mom, I'm back. What are you doing?
I'm looking through the old things and clearing out some. There's no room for them.
Wow, so many old things. Oh, here is my little bike. I still remember you bought it for me on my 5th birthday.
Oh, it still works. We can give it away to other younger kids.
Oh no, I learned how to ride on it. It has special meaning to me.
All right. What about these toys? You are 15 years old now. Maybe you could take them to the children's home.
I guess I could, but I'm afraid some kids there don't like them.
Why not sell them at a second-hand market on the internet?
Good idea, and we can also give the money to children's home.
Wonderful.
Mom, I'm back. What are you doing?
I'm looking through the old things and clearing out some. There's no room for them.
Wow, so many old things. Oh, here is my little bike. I still remember you bought it for me on my 5th birthday.
Oh, it still works. We can give it away to other younger kids.
Oh no, I learned how to ride on it. It has special meaning to me.
All right. What about these toys? You are 15 years old now. Maybe you could take them to the children's home.
I guess I could, but I'm afraid some kids there don't like them.
Why not sell them at a second-hand market on the internet?
Good idea, and we can also give the money to children's home.
Wonderful.
四，听短文，回答下面五个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
Mr. Smith was a driver in a factory. He was busy, but he could get much money. His wife was kind to him and didn't ask him to do anything at home when he was free. A few friends of his liked playing a game for money, and he learned it soon.He lost all his money. His wife was angry with him and left him. It was New Year's Day. Mr. Smith played the game again. He asked his 5-year-old son to find out if there were policemen outside their house. They were playing happily when the policeman came in. I didn't see any policemen outside, Dad said the boy, so I went to the police station and asked some to come. Mr. Smith was a driver in a factory.He was busy, but he could get much money. His wife was kind to him and didn't ask him to do anything at home when he was free. A few friends of his liked playing a game for money, and he learned it soon. He lost all his money. His wife was angry with him and left him. It was New Year's Day. Mr. Smith played the game again. He asked his 5-year-old son to find out if there were policemen outside their house.They were playing happily when the policeman came in. I didn't see any policemen outside, Dad said the boy, so I went to the police station and asked some to come.
五，听短文，回答以下的小题。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
One winter afternoon, a little mouse went out for a walk. Suddenly, the mouse saw a hole.He thought it must be his friends, so he went into it. To his surprise, it wasn't a mouse's house, but the snake's. Several snakes were sleeping there. When they saw the little mouse, they didn't want to catch him. They just went on sleeping. The little mouse was afraid and ran away. After he got home, he told his mother what he had seen. His mother said, "Don't be afraid. Snakes are not our friends, but they can't catch you now. It's time for their winter sleep. During their winter sleep, snakes never harm others." One winter afternoon, a little mouse went out for a walk. Suddenly, the mouse saw a hole. He thought it must be his friends, so he went into it. To his surprise, it wasn't a mouse's house, but the snakes. Several snakes were sleeping there. When they saw the little mouse, they didn't want to catch him. They just went on sleeping. The little mouse was afraid and ran away. After he got home, he told his mother what he had seen. His mother said, "Don't be afraid. Snakes are not our friends, but they can't catch you now. It's time for their winter sleep. During their winter sleep, snakes never harm others."